This is GQDN for Friday, May 1st, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest to get 25% off your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. More stuff tomorrow. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a little bit of Hogwarts Legacy. Lego did a collaboration again. And we got some Indiana Jones and the Great Circle on Switch 2. But we begin today with Asha Sharma. Yep, via purexbox.com. And that is because Microsoft did announce some of the ROG Xbox Ally features that would include the Auto Super Resolution, which is an AI upscaler to the NVIDIA's DLSS. And this is where the AI tech players could be on board with something that the Xbox Asha Sharma has done and talked about on social media. But it may not be all the uses for AI. Xbox's official post about the new features, Sharma did say that the team was, quote, refocusing our AI efforts, end quote. Because they were looking at things such as enhancing real-time graphics, improving discovery, and deepening personalization. That's what she said. So she got up on X and said, quote, we're refocusing our AI efforts to solving players' problems like enhancing real-time graphics, improving discovery, and deepening personalization. Auto SR shipping is a good early example. Example models reconstruct high frequency details from lower res frames, increasing image quality and performance, end quote. So we'll see what happens when that does happen, because the gamers will be looking at the NVIDIA DLSS and see what happens after it does some AI-led features. And we'll see what happens with that one. But there are some other things going on elsewhere. PC Gamer said that Far Cry 4's director is pushing back against the Far Cry TV showrunner. By the way, if you hear that, that's the coffee maker. So earlier this week, Noah Hawley, who's previously been behind the Fargo series with Alien Earth, did speak about his upcoming TV adaptation for Ubisoft's Far Cry. Hawley made some comments that did cause a bit of trouble because he stirred the pot. So here's what he said, talking to Deadline. Quote, I'm not specifically adapting any of the games that they put out. I'm saying much as I did with the Coens or X-Men or Alien. Let me have a dialogue with this franchise because this is what I think a Far Cry story is. End quote. Because he did say that the games were built in a way that did not make for the best drama. So when you play the video game, you only move forward throughout the gameplay section. And the cutscenes that you can skip. So when you adapt those games, you'd have to be aware on how to make the drama kind of irrelevant to the storyline. He called it a death to the show. But the director of Far Cry 4 did not agree. And that was Alec Hutchinson, who got up on LinkedIn and said, quote, this kind of pissing me off, and I like Noah Hawley's work, end quote. So he went on to an interview with IGN, saying that, quote, gamers just want to feel their loves are respected, not dismissed, as they often feel historically. I think in certain genres, a lot of people skip cutscenes. Certainly, the player's story take primacy, but story is complex topic in games. Themes, setting, character are all key to story and are certainly drivers of player engagement. So, even if they're skipping some cinematics, they are deeply engaged in narrative as they occupy the role and move through a designed space, end quote. Now, he did go into some of the problems that he had with Hawley's comments, and he did point one out. Further quote, my biggest problem is Hawley's dismissal of the game stories as pointless. His position isn't without merit. And his adaptations of Alien and Fargo also basically threw away history. This worked well in Fargo, but less well in Alien, which turned into a kind of weird Peter Pan gets a dog story instead of remaining true to the best elements of the brand, end quote. So what would you say? You can let me know at Joe Brahms as to who could win that argument. But now we got some good stuff. Yeah, we're diving right in. IGN said that The Outer Worlds is getting some grenades. Yep, The Outer Worlds has been out for 7 years and has been delisted, or some parts of it have been delisted, on the Steam store. But it's getting an update because it's just leaving the Spacer's Choice Edition. But you can still play it because those with the vanilla game on PC, PlayStation 5, or Xbox Series X and S can upgrade to the Spacer's Choice Edition for free between now and May 27th. But if you're playing on the legacy system, there are some upgrades coming. There's quite a few of them, but they are indeed coming. It's called the 2.5.7.0 patch, and they're going to make some adjustments, well, in some of the general stuff, like mods display correctly for a tinkered elite troop armor, fix the typo with the quest beacon text, so on and so forth. Design: players will now receive only 1 plus 10 from a bonus support perk when the companion is in the party. Quests: Solution Vital now updates after killing Captain Irenen on Skellige. Performance is the last one, and performance have been improved in Emerald Vale Junkyard POI. There's a lot more to it. I'm not getting to it. That takes too long. But still, that's good stuff coming. And if you play Indiana Jones and the Great Circle on Switch 2, well, Machine Games did say that they have targeted 1080p when Indiana Jones and the Great Circle is docked, and more 720p when it's in handheld mode. That's my Nintendo news. So if you play that game on Switch 2, have fun with it. Speaking of docked, just a bit of advice from PC Gamer. The ROG Xbox LAX, which we talked about before in the show, owners can now choose between AMD's FSR upscaler and Microsoft's NPU-powered AutoSR for better performance, only for docked gaming. Now, the AutoSR preview feature is the new ASUS ROG Xbox LAX update. It is no longer there because Microsoft's upscaler does not run on the GPU inside the AMD Ryzen C2 Extreme. Instead, that's done on the chip's NPU. Microsoft did talk about this and said, quote, "When super resolution upscaling and runs on the GPU, it counts towards frame time. To avoid impacting FPS, models are limited to minuscule 1 to 2 ms, constraining their size and quality. Game generated super resolution in this window still delivers quality relying on the game to provide more detailed texture data," end quote. And they did show the differences between the two. So if you want, you can choose between the two, or you could choose between the artworks of these. Square.com did say that PlayStation Studios is celebrating the launch of Sarlos on PlayStation 5. And there was a lot of tweets, a lot of different artwork, like Sucker Punch Productions, "Congratulations to our friends at House Marquee on the launch of Saros today." Naughty Dog was doing some too. Santa Monica Studio all got up on X. Insomniac Games got up on X too. Fire Sprite, Gorilla, Ben Studio, Munfish, all of them were getting up on X saying their congratulations. Good stuff. Oh, here's some more good stuff, especially if you like Animal Crossing. There's now going to be some Legos. NintendoEverything.com did say that Lego Animal Crossing was announced, and it's going to be the Timmy and Tommy's Fun Day set, a Fun Day Out set. And that'll be out on August 1st. So if you like your Legos, that's what you can do. But if you want a free game, GG Mania did say the Hogwarts Legacy is free to claim on the Epic Game Store. It's a good one. I'm telling you, go get it. Oh, we got lots to talk about tomorrow. All up on twitch.tv/DawnForge tomorrow night. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Until then, go play some video games, people.